You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Seven and a half minutes past the hour, the weekend is upon us. Friday edition of the Rick and Bubba Show. Well, we have a golden ticket seat guest. They'll be arriving a little later today. Hopefully, if you're traveling this way, we'll see you soon to the Big Boy Studios. The giant wheel of canned meat will spin today. Yes, we'll have the lucky golden ticket seat guests spin that baby and see if they can win either something off the wheel or something from actually inside the studios and the offices here today from the 30 plus years of the Rick and Bubba Show. Speedy, the real Greg Burgess and Helmsy, they have knocked out the kickoff hour for you. They're with us as we go forward. Adler just kind of chilling. The internet is down here, maybe at the entire building, but definitely our part of the building, so we do not have internet right now, so that will affect YouTube. So if you've scurried from your YouTube experience, you've gone to miraculously the TuneIn app is working. But if you've gone to the TuneIn app, or you've gone to an affiliate, or you found another way to get the show live, and you're wondering what's wrong with your YouTube experience, then that's it. The internet is down. When it comes back on, then we'll fire the YouTube back up. If YouTube is your only option, you're completely confused, and there's nothing I can do to help you other than maybe we put something on social media, but then that also would require internet unless we can get good sale. So there you go. We'll update you on that as the day goes. But normally these things, because it doesn't seem to be, we didn't have any kind of major weather or anything like that. Hopefully it can be resolved sooner than later. We are missing one, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eaters, man of the year, the inventor of pizza in a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and the master of the King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Hey, Bubba.
How about it, Rick Burgess? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome into the Friday edition. Got to kick this weekend off with Rick and Bubba.
Driving and crying. Fly me courageous. So, Bubba, I know that that old engineer side of you, when you hit the Big Boy Studio and anything's not working properly, good night. I can't believe you're not breaking out in the hive.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
good night.
It bothers me to no end.
Yeah.
But I guess that the folks are working on it. If they needed help, they'd holler.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, there's not much. This is one of those things where you kind of go, well, I guess I'm just mindless talent. There's nothing I can do here.
Yeah, I've got a minor workaround, but it's not going to be enough to take care of the whole crew today. So
yeah.
I've got a little bit of signal getting out via the phone, but that's not a lot.
Yeah, the cell service, I've gone all cell, and I can do some basic things, but it'll come back hopefully, and sooner than later.
Everybody should be able to do a hotspot if you're wanting to connect to your computer. You can do a hotspot on your phone and do that.
Yeah,
so that's what Bubba's doing. Well, he's got an actual hotspot.
I've got internet at the moment.
You do really? Not. Is it back?
Look at the clock, Barry. It ain't doing what it was doing.
Well, yeah, you may be right.
Maybe it's back, Greg. Look at you over there.
Look at little baby brother.
Baby brother.
I think I'm cooking with grease too, boys.
Oh, we're all back. Hey!
Quit whining.
Courageous.
Hold on. Maybe false alarm.
Well, okay.
Well, I'm up. I'm running.
We got excited.
Have you got throughput?
I'm in. Courageous.
So welcome back. The internet. How about this? Fly me. Now, wireless was already working, so that song won't work. It was the internet that wouldn't work.
So you're trying to...
that's what threw me off, because I'm such a good one. Anyway, I kept looking, and I had all the bars, and I was like, well, What do you mean I need to try?
You were still connected to the wireless device. Fine. Right. It's just nothing was coming to
you. You know how weird it is for somebody like me that, you know.
No throughput.
I don't know how to do the throughput thought. I don't even know what that means. But so I'm sitting there looking at something with all bars, and my phone keeps asking me if I want to go cellular. Yeah. And I'm like, why are you asking me about that? I mean, I seem to be fine. And my phone was like, no, you're not fine, buddy. You're not fine.
We're trying to tell you you're not fine.
You are not fine, buddy. So it looks like we're back up and smoking. Uh-huh. Adler, are we YouTubing now? Sort of.
All right. Everything will be coming online here next time.
It's a little clunky, but YouTube, you're going to be back soon.
We got internet. We just started a new cup of coffee.
Yes.
All right. Oh, I'm hearing from IT that things are back up.
Okay.
They're back up and running.
You know what? I know I'm back up because I've got emails from Ryan Hammond, Jason Benefield, and Mary Bird. So I'm up.
Yes.
Good, Rick.
We're ready.
Well, that's no doubt. That's every day. Sure. So I'm ready to go.
You're
ready. All right. So stories that we had yesterday when we were leaving the show, O.J. Simpson had died. 76.
Rick, and he still has.
Of course, Babylon B. Even the friends of mine that we are Babylon B fanatics and trade the headlines back and forth, kind of like we do here, even some of them asked, was it too soon? and is it because who O.J. was, the too soon meter is not what it would be if it would be somebody beloved?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Because, they were, like, we announced on the show live yesterday his death, and I think it was 25 to 30 minutes later, they had up
memes.
OJ is excited because God will finally tell him who the murderer was.
Mm-hmm.
They had that one ready to go. Mm. I mean, that was out in a half hour. I was just like, and even some of the Babylon Bee people, we were like, is this too soon?
You know, some of the people that were involved, either directly or indirectly, have been, making comments. Did you see Caitlyn Jenner's comment yesterday?
I did not.
Good riddance.
Really?
Yes. Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, brutal. Yeah. Brutal.
Cato Kaelin said he hopes he finally made peace with God.
Thank you, Cato. Thank you, Cato.
Seen him lately?
Haven't.
No.
Bubba asked the question walking out of the studio, I think right before we started this hour. And you asked the question, do any of us think he's not the murderer? I mean.
We've been over this over the years many, many times, and I still know people who think he was not the murderer.
Do they have another option?
They think it was a drug deal that went bad.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And none of us were there. None of us know absolutely for sure.
I feel like I was there with all the evidence, though. Yeah, you're right.
The criminal trial definitely got threw off track with the racism issues. Mm-hmm. But, I just kind of watched O.J. over the years after that. And his behavior was still bizarre.
Yeah.
It was illogical in a lot of ways to hold somebody at gunpoint in a hotel room over merchandise, over memorabilia.
Yeah.
And, of course, he went to jail for that. Mm-hmm. I'm like everybody else. I want to like O.J. He's just a likable person.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody cheers for the juice. I mean, I remember him
murdering
as a star.
Yeah, just that.
But I never really saw him remorseful about her being gone. I never saw, he said he was going to track the killer down. I don't know that any steps ever were taken in that. So it kind of cast a bad shadow. If I'm looking at circumstantial evidence, I think he did it.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Well, I don't think I have to sell anyone on the truth that our nation and our culture is sinking deeper and deeper into a moral quicksand. And one of the things that you always find is when this is happening, the men have lost their way. It's true. And we need men to go back to a commitment to being righteous and courageous leaders, to take the proper role in the family, to take the proper role in the church, in society, to be under the authority of Christ. And so anytime that we get a chance to invest in that, and I think that you've heard us, we're not just saying that, we actually do it. Another opportunity, Jason Whitlock, who's on the Blaze TV team with us, has partnered with country music star John Rich for what is called Roll Call 2.0. Remember, we promoted this last year. This was the first one, presented by Preborn on Saturday, June 1st in Nashville. Great music will be there, great food, great fellowship. But the most important thing is we're going to have these men to hear biblically how they can be completely transformed into a new identity in Christ. There'll be messages by Jason Whitlock, North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, Pastor E.W. Jackson. There'll be many other speakers. Glenn Beck is going to be there. He's going to speak. So if you'd like to be part of that, or you'd like to maybe play a role in men that you know that need to be part of that, go to fearlessarmyrollcall.com. Fearlessarmyrollcall.com to reserve your spot.
Comments now.
Interesting.
Now that the time has passed, and you may be surprised by some of those today. Al Cowlings, who drove him in the famous 90-minute chase, mm-hmm. Has been photographed outside. And the story, Rick, what was kind of funny about this, they said that OJ's best friend, who infamously drove the white Bronco as the NFL star held a gun to his own head during the iconic police chase, breaks cover after footballer's death and still remains loyal to the Ford brand.
Oh, oh my goodness.
He's driving a Ford truck.
Still.
And that is part of the headline.
Wow. So
he's one of the most famous Ford drivers.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Right up there, Bill Elliott.
So I see that, Adler, when you got the videos to us, there is some OJ stuff here. Kind of tell me what we're doing here. So we have the flashback. We have a juror. This is all going all the way back to people that were involved in the acquittal. Greg said it best. And you talked about how the Kardashian dad, what he said to his daughters, but which I'm sure maybe he should have had a few more conversations with his daughter on other issues. But
maybe sit down a little more often.
Yeah, but Greg had talked about how when they read that he'd been acquitted, if you just look at Kardashian's face, he can't believe it.
Yeah, it's almost like I know he was on his defense team, but it's almost like he's disappointed. Right? It's like, what? What?
It's almost like Kardashian wanted to do two things. I wanted to find this perfect place where I did everything I could for OJ, but he still was put in jail.
Yeah, right.
You know. So I
never meant for him not to be in jail.
Right. Yeah.
And OJ was like one of his best friends. He was his best friend in his wedding.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Adler, is this that right here?
This is the...
He said he was his best friend.
Best man, yeah.
Well, it gets confusing in that group. Yeah. You don't know.
You don't want AC to drive his Ford over your house.
No.
This is reactions from around the world of the trial of the century.
Wow, keep an eye on Kardashian if you can see him in this shot.
He's right in front of OJ.
Look, hey, it's a bunch here. OJ don't care nothing about y'all.
Greg.
California, County of Los Angeles. In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of Penal Code Section 187.
Y'all, it is just mania. Mania everywhere.
People.
The people are scaring horses.
Right.
Wow.
Look at that.
I remember it.
Oh, yeah.
I was real young, and I remember it.
Shows all kinds of different locations and the reactions of all the listening parties.
It really became us against the man. That's what we're
No question. And you know who you can thank for that? That defense team, they brilliantly did that.
Yep.
And as we said
that's
before,
the only shot they had.
Well, and we also have heard the prosecutors. They thought this was such a obvious case. They almost tried to overwhelm everybody with how much evidence they had, and they didn't realize that once a few things happened, the jury turned off. And really, the DNA stuff in those days was so new.
Nobody knew. They didn't really understand.
They
didn't trust it. And
of course, I just put it in a nutshell a minute ago. There were three people's DNA found the same. Mm-hmm. Two were dead. The other was OJ.
Can we see Adler 1B? Is this one of the jurors?
It is. That?
Okay, listen to the juror, what they're saying.
She was being interviewed
Is it back then? Is this back then?
It's let's see, I would say probably 5-10 years ago. So, okay. But much after the case.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of us.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
She shrugs.
Mm. Well, see,
that's wow. Great.
If y'all wanted to,
and I'm admitting that.
Yeah, if y'all want to say that even though Rodney King brought some of this situation on himself, the police overstepped the boundaries of law enforcement, then what you need to do is work on giving Rodney King justice. How you have equated that setting a murderer free somehow help Rodney King,
yeah,
and what he went through, being able drawing that line is because you're still dealing with the reality and the morality of what you did in the case you were on. This is not the police. This is Rodney King is not there with his team.
They didn't look at it that way.
Yeah, I know they did.
They didn't look.
I'm trying to talk about how maybe we should have looked at it, but not yeah, how
it,
we did.
They took again. Perceived, real or not, don't know, haven't lived there, don't know the inner workings. The situation with LAPD and the minority communities there, and they turned this case into that. Mm-hmm. And everybody, or a lot of the jurors, had the same feelings of that, and they just wanted to even the score.
Right. I totally get that. And like I said earlier, I'm not even defending the LA police. I'm just saying that still has nothing to do with whether OJ killed these people or not.
Right.
And I don't think the LA cops were after OJ. Might have mistreated others, but they never mistreated OJ. So and picking OJ as the hero when I'm not sure OJ, well,
and the defense team.
It was just, there probably were other better choices.
Yeah.
The defense team made some mistakes. Well, the gloves, that was the biggest one.
Yeah, well, the prosecution.
I'm sorry.
The fact they had to go in and rearrange pictures and paint him as though he was part of the black community when he only hung out with white people and upper class, whatever.
White people and AC.
They had to paint a certain, I guess.
Did they really put up like pictures?
Yeah. Have you ever seen the
lawyer?
It was the younger one that was Johnny Cochran's right hand man. He said it is plain and straight.
He was proud of it.
And and everybody was like, how do investigators give them access to OJ's house before they go in looking for evidence? That was stupid.
A lot of it was very
weren't they
odd.
Giving the jury a tour of his house?
Yeah, that's what it was. It was the jury.
Yeah. And they wanted it. They said, look, every picture in here, he's with a white person.
Yeah, so they went in before the jury.
I guess there were a lot of pictures of Val Collins.
Yeah, if you don't remember Adler.
When they replaced him.
Before the jury, who was going to make the decision, got to tour OJ's house, which is weird. The defense team has openly admitted they went in and redecorated his house, changing pictures, changing art, changing everything to make him look more black. And more. Yeah.
And did they put like dead batteries in the smoke detectors? I heard that was true too. That's a joke.
Oh, no.
That's a very common joke online. I'm just kidding around.
Okay.
It's a very common joke.
Right.
It's not maybe online, but not sure it should be.
It's not
here.
As bad as you guys looked at me.
Right.
Yeah. What was y'all's favorite thing that OJ did? Mine was the Naked Gun movies.
Oh, that was good.
My least favorite was the murdering. That's probably the least. Yeah, that's my
Capricorn ones on there.
I didn't even get into the movies that much. I really enjoyed watching him play football. But really again, I also disliked the murdering.
Yeah. Rick and Bubba.
And so now that brings back all the things about OJ's trial and all these different things. And so we played some of the older stuff, and then we got into some of the newer stuff. But here, this one's really new. This is CNN.
Now, what year was this?
This year.
This is
No, I mean, when was the trial? I'm trying to think of people who were not alive during this have no idea.
The event happened in 94 because Chandler was born. So I was at the hospital when he was giving his plea. By the time it came to the trial, I'm sure it was a year or so.
November 9th, 1994 to October 3rd, 1995.
So 95, and we're in, let's see, what are we, 24 now, five. I mean, anybody who is 29 years or younger have no idea about
that. That's right.
Right. Yeah, we were doing an appearance at a comedy club, and it was on the screen, the Bronco chase.
Oh, yeah. And nobody was leaving because everybody was watching it.
So here is something that was just said. And they were trying to explain the reaction that we just looked at in our last segment, doing some of the reviews of people celebrating him being acquitted. And this is courtesy of CNN.
So here we go. And it's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
Hey boy, she almost said get away with murder.
She had to lock it down.
She put the brakes on, and she was like, get away with other people in the system. I don't even know what she finally came up with. I don't even know what that means.
She was like, what
did she just say?
Exactly. Let's go back, because I got caught up in the fact that she put the brakes on saying murder, but then she came up with
pretty much get away with
she
murder.
She changed it to an answer I didn't understand.
I didn't either. Does she think OJ did it or not?
Yeah.
How much was impacted by this trial, Jake? So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, she's saying there's other people that's got away
that weren't
with murder and stuff that were white.
Correct. Yes, white.
So what they're saying is rich and famous always helps you.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's only rich and famous white people. We were glad to see a rich and famous black person.
The fact that he was rich and famous, she added that.
The racial mess in the 90s helped that, which it did.
Okay.
But
interesting. I tell you, Bubba and I were talking about if your heart just aches for the children that are the result of the Nicole Simpson, O.J. Simpson marriage. The children they have together, I just can't imagine the dilemma they find themselves in. Right. They're in a tough spot.
Does anybody know, have they done interviews, how they fall on this? Now, I was reading a story that said that they were at his bedside when he died also.
Sure.
Chloe was at the bedside when he died?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
She was hit pretty hard on social media yesterday.
It seems like I remember after the trial and all that, because the kids were still fairly young then, right, that the parents, her parents did let them, obviously, I mean, he's her father, and he says, I'm innocent. Mm-hmm. But I'm somehow awkward that had to be.
No, it was. It seems like
let the kids be a part of it. He would be a part of their life.
Yeah. It seems like I remember them being interviewed when they were like late teens or something, and it seemed to me, I'm not remembering it right, so I probably shouldn't even say it, but my memory, which is not all that great that far back, was that they kind of just said, well, what do y'all, I'm paraphrasing, what else are we supposed to do? This is our dad, this is our mom, we're sad that she's dead, and we wish our dad didn't murder her, so people keep saying that he says he didn't, mom can't speak for herself. We don't know what else to do than just say this is our dad, and we hope he didn't do it.
That's kind of what I remember him.
What a position.
Yeah, so.
Now, what is this, the 1D, Adler? What is that?
Is this O.J. when he pranked a reporter one time?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I think we actually even played this probably 10 years ago or something just because it was so crazy. But here is this old interview, and after the interview, O.J. pranks the lady. So here it is.
If you promise that you will not ask me another question about the case,
I will never ask you again.
We won't have to talk about it anymore.
Just did you do it?
No, I didn't. Nope.
I'm sorry.
Did not do it.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke, and this is it.
Oh my gosh.
He fake stabbed her and made the sound.
Yeah, pranked her when she opened the door.
With a banana?
I don't know what that was.
I remember seeing that.
I'd never seen this before.
It is. Yeah, I think it is a banana.
Guys, there's a piece of bread or something.
Yeah, there's an interview. I found it on YouTube.
He looks pretty comfortable with it.
When he wrote the book, if I had done it,
that's
he
weird.
Did an interview.
That was weird.
Too. I don't know if it yet. But anyway, it was on YouTube. You might can find it.
Yes.
And guys, the things he says, it's ridiculous.
Right. Is there a chance that if I had done it, the book, whatever, that he actually said in the book, like exactly what he did?
I watched the interview and I can't remember. I'm gonna have to watch it again. But it seems like he didn't. It's if I did it, this is what I would have done.
Right,
and it was really weird. And then the Goldman family got it stopped.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Speedy was telling me that on the loss that he had, and everybody forgets that he was found guilty in the civil trial because of the incredible evidence. But that he still owed $100 million.
Oh yeah, well, what was the judgment on that?
Yeah, but there was something they couldn't touch, his retirement or something. Right. There were only certain things they could get. The money,
yeah, I can't remember.
Which they weren't going to get. They just
well, I will tell you, Fred.
But
Goldman,
you know, they blocked that.
Never let him. Yeah,
they blocked that when it was trying to come out.
Yeah. Yep.
And you know, you understand why they wanted to do it. They're talking about the murder of his daughter.
Of course.
But in a weird son. In a weird way, that not coming out probably would have swayed a lot of opinion that OJ actually did do it, don't you think?
Yeah.
And I don't remember what the
book said. Well, and don't forget, guys, he had a cut on his hand, like he had been involved in an altercation. And he told us how he cut his hand, three different things, if I remember. There may have been more than that. But
in a hotel room.
He got mad when he heard the news.
He had three different he's also leaving in the middle of the night to go catch a plane. He's bleeding when he gets on the plane. One time he cut it on the plane. One time he cut it before he got on the plane. And so, guys, come on. My man.
Yeah.
It got down to this. Everybody has admitted it. OJ was accused of murder at the right time in the right place. And he was used as some get back to the LA police. And that's how he got. That's how he was found innocent.
Timing is everything.
And how we love our celebrities. We don't want him to be guilty.
Sure.
So we're halfway there that he's innocent. You're going to have to really convince us.
Listen, I understand that pull. I mean, there's people we give a pass to every day because we like them. And we've all admitted we liked OJ. I mean, he was sure. Yeah. He had that kind of personality. I didn't even know him, but just his own screen.
I liked him on Monday Night Football.
Yep.
I think that writer, and I mentioned him several times, he was talking about Bill Cosby. He said, the reason why we do this, though, and I think now we could add OJ, because if we're honest, we don't live in a world where we don't want to live in a world where Bill Cosby's a sexual predator and O.J. Simpson's a murderer.
Yeah.
We'd rather not be in that world.
Mm.
We don't want to be in that world. Top of the hour.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
That's correct. Now, Bubba, heartbreak is coming to the audience. I know so many of you that watch these Bachelor show type things, and you can't believe it. When these relationships don't work out, when people have been getting to know each other for, I mean, as long as 6 weeks, and then they're married, and then it doesn't work out, and you think to yourself, Rick, how did this happen? I believed in their love when I was watching a TV show. Bubba he's toting heartache today for fans of The Golden Bachelor.
Rick, I know this seems almost unthinkable.
You just can't.
But The Golden Bachelor, Jerry Turner, and his new wife, Teresa Ness, have announced that they are divorcing after 3 months.
Did they actually get married?
No! They got married on TV, got paid like $1 million.
Adler, I knew this would break your heart.
I went to that wedding, or I watched that wedding.
They cried. They couldn't even get through
Gary
the ceremony
cry
for crying.
Her he was too. Crying at at the final rose the other night for the current Bachelorette.
Well, it has been announced now that they have decided to end their marriage.
Wait a minute.
No!
The couple is opening up about the split in an interview on the morning show today.
But they probably got paid for this, too.
Gary's a jerk.
Good night.
He said, Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations, and we've looked at our situation closely, our living situation, and forth. And we've kind of come to the conclusion mutually that it's probably time for us to dissolve our marriage.
Time? It's
now the
90 days. Lisa, at least they gave it a shot.
No, they were on a new program called 90 Days Same as Cash.
Yeah. Let me tell you this. I have seen people go to Las Vegas, get drunk, married somebody they had no idea who it was, and they've stayed together
longer. Right.
Than yeah, way better than
I think Britney was married longer than me.
Yes. Yes.
How? Look, Britney Spears, when she's married longer than you,
right,
you really didn't go into this and give it a, you know, a good try.
But I thought they were in love.
Yeah. What do y'all think it was?
Don't forget, Gary told every girl that he loved her.
Of course.
I think he told all of them that.
Yeah.
Who was crazier than the other one thought?
Well,
she's got that look about it.
TMZ is reporting that the married couple have actually been residing in separate states all along. Gary living at his lake house in northern Indiana, while Teresa remained in her house in New Jersey, where she had been living with her family.
Wait a minute. You're telling me this is just a TV show?
Wait a minute.
It
sounds to me like neither one of them wanted to give up their family around them where they lived, and they live many states apart.
You're talking about I'm old and I'm independent and I'm doing whatever I want to do, whatever I want to do it, and you want me to change all that?
But in my 70s? Have a lake house.
Wait, so when you signed up for this show, did you not think about
that? They wanted
that?
To be on TV, Speedy.
What in the world? Adler, well, are you upset you gave so much time
this
and energy to them?
I said he should have been with Leslie the whole time.
You tried to tell him.
Well, you know, on that last show, we all thought he was going to pick the other girl, and then this was the last date he went on with her, and everything flipped.
Yeah, that's she right. did.
They told him all he loved him.
Yeah. He did.
Yeah. Right,
he
so
they were all tore up. By the way, they all thought they were.
For someone that never saw one episode, tell me the three here. Who's who? All right, so the one on the right won. I know that because of the picture.
That's to be honest, she's probably the least attractive.
That's Teresa.
Thank you, Greg.
And that's Leslie on the far left, who he should have been with for forever.
Yeah. Well, she's had too much facial work. I mean, good night.
And then that's the DJ in the middle, and I think she was in it for her career, but then her heart.
Check out the hook.
How do you know her?
What do you mean, how you know? He was all about it.
I watched it.
You remember he would record these and go back at night and watch them.
He picked the one on the right. He picked the one on the right.
This latest Bachelor, when he did the final pick or whatever, they had the big show, and Lisa was watching it. I sat down. Gary, they had a lot of other Bachelors and other contestants. They had Gary and his wife there, and they panned in the stands. He's up there squalling. He was all tore up.
He'll squall in a second.
Then now 2 weeks later they're out.
I don't want to be mean, because you know it's not our nature.
No.
But the one he picked has a little like you just put a little dash of Dr. Seuss character.
Yeah, I think what it is, she's had some work on them cheekbones.
Oh,
it gave her a Dr. Seuss.
Yeah,
look.
She's had some feelers. Yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't quite say a who, but maybe those taller characters that he.
Or created. You remember the Gelflings? Maybe those.
That's it. That's
remember
it.
The Gelflings?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. It was, I think, Rick, maybe at best, this would probably fall under, you know, we saw this in the movie Grease, you know, Summer Loving. You know, this was a band camp love affair.
Right.
And when everybody went home and the instruments cooled off, it just wasn't the same.
Okay, all of a sudden you're looking at just them two sitting there. Now that I look at you.
Well, Greg, like you, I know you had a Letterman's jacket you let a girl have. And when you got to school, you know, everything was different.
People change their minds sometimes.
Right. Yeah. I'll never forget that story.
She does look like a Gelfling, by the way.
Oh!
There it is.
All right, let me go.
Her ears aren't quite that big.
I want you to listen to what I'm saying, because what I'm about to say sounds...
They're big.
It sounds really logical. So you mean to tell me that a man of any age, okay, has just finished, not way back in years ago, has just finished kissing and rolling around with several other
Rick. We started at about 25, 30.
And right before I marry you, I've actually had overnight dates with at least how many?
Three.
Well, and I got to decide whether I like you better than them.
Right.
Because you know what? I'm not sure.
And I've known all of you for a rocking 6 weeks. Okay. And then we decide to get married. I mean, I'm fresh off. I can still smell the other's perfume.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know you can.
Right. And I'm fresh off that. And I say I do. And we're surprised that it only lasted 90 days.
Wait a minute.
Surprised by this.
Wait a minute.
It doesn't make any sense. The whole thing doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
It's shocking, isn't it?
Hey,
but you know what?
They y'all gonna get a divorce? Yeah. How long y'all been dating? 6 weeks. Okay. Were you just her? No, I dated multiple people.
Right. I didn't pick her to the last date.
She was one of many. She wasn't exclusive. She was just a few minutes.
Greg, if you remember on this last, he had already decided to marry that other one. And he was just kind of going through the motions with this one, and all of a sudden they hit it.
Everybody was mad because he made it to, he's undecided who it is, and we already know. And then he loved the other one.
Wasn't there an uncomfortable open mic situation?
Loved them.
Behind closed doors.
Oh, really?
That you brought to the table that one time, Adler.
The thermostat.
Haven't you done enough today?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I've tried to erase it from my brain.
Haven't you done enough today, sir?
Speedy brought up.
What about the one that they keep bringing her back? That she looked almost like Kardashian, but she also looked like a man that would look like Kardashian mom. Do you remember the one I'm talking about?
Yeah. She looked like Kris Jenner or whatever her name is.
Why? But they.
What are you talking
about? I don't know what you're talking about.
They keep bringing her back, and she's just a bit. I mean, you're somebody looks a certain
way.
Wait a
minute. I know who you're talking about. That's a woman?
Are you talking about the one that did the wedding?
Not the DJ.
Did she do it for the wedding?
She officiated the wedding.
But she also
got a touch of Liza Minnelli, too.
Yes. Here she is.
Greg, how do I Google that?
She comes in a little hot.
Yeah, here she is, right here. She got short hair.
Yeah, but for some reason they keep bringing her back. And like on The Last Bachelor, she was giving advice and stuff. And you're looking at her, she overdoes it.
She's a personality, Greg.
Okay, I didn't know enough about the show. I thought that was like his brother or something.
Okay.
No, it's not his brother, Greg.
That's so
Greg,
good.
It's not his brother.
That didn't look like a brother. Man. It is. Oh, and then that's actually more feminine than she actually looks.
She does look.
All right, so this is the whole bunch when it started.
This is the whole bunch when it started. Yes.
All right. And
I mean, I got a great personality. I'm a lot of fun.
Oh, sure. I'm zany.
I'm nuts. I'm zany.
He picked far right on front.
Far right.
That's the winner.
Yeah. Okay. Right there.
Big Al Flynn right there.
And he should have picked Leslie. Uh-huh. Now, there was a blonde that he really, really liked
this
that
one
left
right here.
Midway because of death in her family or something.
There was the wedding lady that had to leave because of her daughter getting married or something. I forget who
that
was.
Sneak in on her?
Yeah.
Really?
But, guys, I'm just saying, let's get in the real world of marriage, okay? So I understand that I'm not the only woman. No, you're not. So when was the last time that you were, like, say, in an overnight situation with another woman? Well, last night.
About 8 hours.
Well, about 8 hours ago. So,
but I'm ready to go.
I'm a go. Are you a go?
Yeah. I made my mind up which one of y'all I want to spend my life.
That's why we're wearing name tags. Okay.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
So we have a new coach now for basketball at Kentucky. Is that correct?
Well, Kentucky had been turned down by several folks, and they have turned to one of their own as the next men's basketball coach. They're hiring BYU's Mark Pope. Pope played in 1996, or was a graduate there, played two seasons, and won a national title at Kentucky. He has taken BYU to two NCAA tournaments in his five-year stay, and including a 23-11 record as a smooth transition to the Big 12 this past season. He's gone total 110-52 at BYU.
Hey, Bluegrass Nation, y'all good with this?
Yeah, are y'all happy with this hire?
Everybody good? Now, who all turned it down?
Hurley,
the Baylor coach, who they really wanted.
Bobby Knight.
Nato. I think that was the first two. You know,
Coach K.
Bruce Pearl. Nate Oates.
I mean, those guys were mentioned. I don't know if they were actually reached out to him or not, but I think this was on down the list. But I still think they get a good coach. And I don't know. It's easy to say they settled because of who they – I mean, this guy wasn't their first, second, third, fourth choice.
Well, let me ask you this. So, you're Kentucky, though. You consider yourself – you are one of the top programs, but consider yourself probably the top program.
Yeah.
Would you not have gone and got somebody who had won a national championship?
Tried.
Isn't it of that level,
but
though?
But who is that?
Tried.
I don't know.
You tried to get
saying.
Those guys, and they
Billy
don't
Donovan.
Want the job.
Billy Donovan.
Yeah, there's another
Donovan,
one.
Yeah.
There's another one.
But, I mean, he went to pros. You didn't think he was coming back. I mean, there was nothing left for him to accomplish.
So,
Gene Hackman from Hoosiers.
Right. Can I ask you a weird
question? But the Kentucky folks, are you happy with that hire, or are you like,
Nick Nolte?
I know.
Blue chips. You know, Nick Nolte turned it down. Blue chip.
I know. This is
Western.
This may Western to the top.
Yeah. Emilio Estevez.
this may that's funny. This Gene Hackman.
Yeah. All right, but one of my favorite movies, but I watch it every time.
The Hoosiers is great.
Love it.
Real uncomfortable scene, though, when his dad comes.
And Dennis Hopper is awesome, man.
Of course he is. So I'm just saying, and I don't know what I'm afraid of. I've never really been under the attack of BYU fans before.
Calm down.
But I want to say, I just don't know how to say this in any other way. And I know that they can be very good at certain things. But if I got a team I love, okay, and I'm just stoked. Let's say I'm the biggest Kentucky fan in the world. Or I'm the, my football team, whatever. And somebody says, hey, our new hire was announced. Really, who'd we get? Guy from BYU. My first thought is, oh, man.
I know, Rick. You're right.
Why? But, I mean, I know they're very successful. I know they were successful. Well,
and I made the comment earlier in kickoff hour that I believe they've had to settle. Because and a couple of Kentucky fans have said, no, we didn't settle. And I just hate to break it to you. Right. This wasn't your first, second, third choice.
You
got to
call it. Let's live in the real world.
I think the guy can coach.
May be successful.
I think you've got a good coach on your hands.
May do great.
But let's not act like it's who you wanted.
You're Kentucky.
Come on.
Right. Yeah. I think Billy Donovan turned it down with the Bulls.
Greg said that a minute ago.
I'm sorry, I missed you, Billy. Never mind. We were throwing so much around.
It was right after Jackie Moon.
Okay.
He also said Gene Hackman, and Rick said that after, too. But he didn't call his brother out on it.
Yeah, you're right.
Have you ever seen semi-pro?
Well, he needs me to give him a ride, Daisy.
Sure, I know. he was hinting to me, too, and I just couldn't. I can't do it today.
No, I can't.
Hey, I got him where I want him, Doug. Look at him. I've never seen him be contemplating.
This whole thing, you know.
But
wanted off of you.
But anyway, sure. And when I get like that, I'm dangerous because I'll do anything to get off of him. As a matter of fact, you won't believe what I'm going to do, but that's showing my personality at probably one of the highest levels on this kind of stuff. I'm not wanting to be hassled. But anyway,
I'm going to predict.
You know what I'm
doing. I know what he's doing.
Here's one, give me another.
That's it.
What y'all got? I can't bounce around. I'm gonna be in the bind.
You just want regular though.
Yeah. I want to come in. I want to go out. Nobody has to give me a ride. I'm leaving in my own.
Rick, what you got?
Right. But anyway, so. But back to the basketball thing. It's something else I don't know. I know you don't have to be, do you, to play. Do you have to be a Mormon to coach BYU?
Oh, here we go.
That's not a dumb question.
But you can't drink anything with caffeine.
Nobody said it was a dumb question. Right. I thought it's an odd question.
Do you have to be a Mormon to coach BYU?
Do you have to have multiple wives?
Greg, they don't do that anymore. Except in some places, and they have except for a show on cable.
Yeah, that guy was.
But
the great majority of the students, faculty, and staff are Mormons. However, they both admit non-church members as students and employees.
I can coach BYU's teams and not be a Southern Baptist.
Evidently.
You got to wear that weird underwear.
I was just wondering what Kentucky's doing.
You want the BYU job? It's open.
Well, maybe.
Hey, and what a basketball powerhouse it is.
But what I'm wondering, what about this?
If
I coach BYU,
and
I'm coming in and I'm Southern Baptist, okay, and I coach BYU, can I drink caffeine?
I don't know. You can't drink alcohol.
Do I have to abide by Mormon rules?
If you do get caught drinking caffeine, you better not be dancing standing up.
Thank you. Boy, then I really messed up
out.
So, abide by Mormon rules?
They have a code of conduct that the athletes I know have to sign it's for everything from...
Well, you remember they had a basketball player getting drunk.
But how did Jim McMahon survive that?
I don't know.
Well, he just didn't...
He didn't get caught.
Right? He didn't report.
That was a quick...
Yeah. He was really good. Nobody wanted to mess that up.
He didn't self-report.
Okay, while all head coaches... Oh, this is big. At BYU need to be Latter-day Saints, assistant coaches don't. So if you're the head coach, you do.
Really? Okay. So this old pal coming to Kentucky's a morning.
Old pal.
I don't know.
How can you work the hours you need to work to be Kentucky's coach and not drink caffeine?
Can't have a Celsius. I know that.
I'm reading. Well, it says here no smoking or drinking of alcohol.
Correct.
No coffee or tea is permitted on on the BYU campus. Though other caffeinated beverages are allowed.
I don't understand that.
So you can drink
Mele Yellow's good. Coffee out. Yeah.
Isn't that weird? That seems odd.
Isn't
caffeine?
I can't Google it.
Caffeine is allowed on campus. Coffee and tea are not allowed on campus.
What are they mad about coffee and tea for?
Yeah. I don't understand.
I thought it was the caffeine.
I just Googled, is the Pope a Mormon? And that's not it. What's his first name?
No.
That's not it.
His coach name is Pope.
Okay.
It's funny. When I looked up the headline, I thought the Pope, Rick, had actually been hired.
Right. What's his first name?
Billy Pope.
Greg, I can't trust you.
Well, what's his first name? He has to be a Mormon.
John.
Mark.
If he was the head coach.
It's Mark.
If he was the head coach,
according to what you just read,
if he was the head coach at BYU, he has to be a Mormon.
That's what it says. So I don't
he has
know.
To be a direct descendant of Brigham Young.
Now I don't know about that, Greg. Apparently, back to your other thing, you got a good shot at being.
Oh yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So
Steve Young is.
Yeah, you know Brigham. He's got a lot of kids.
Oh yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of.
And everybody emailing, texting. We know he went to Kentucky and played.
Right. Yeah,
we know.
Yeah.
We
know
that.
All.
We
that.
Actually said
I
that.
I'm not seeing right any now. Enthusiasm from the Kentucky.
I'm not either.
The phones are not ringing.
Hey, zero ringing. Enthusiasm.
I'm sorry, and I'm like, he may be great.
Yeah,
but you're just saying. I'm with you, Rick. I'm Kentucky, by the way. I'm one of the best basketball programs ever.
Ever. Ever.
Who's your new coach? Oh, Billy Payne from what's his name?
It's not Pope. Billy Payne.
Mark Pope's from BYU.
Well, let's talk about this. If I was a University of Alabama football fan and somebody said, hey, yo, here we got a new coach, I mean, I wasn't crazy about Washington.
I will say this, but if he hadn't have played for the national championship, they'd have been mad.
That'd have been problematic. But yeah. If you told me BYU, I think I would have felt that way even if they were in the Final Four.
Yeah, I think you're right.
There's something about BYU just doesn't fire me up.
I agree.
I mean, as far as like
– they're okay, you know.
Yeah, they're not bad.
UAB, but that
– Ty Detmer, wrong. Throw it around.
Won a national championship in the Holiday Bowl.
I will say this.
So he was Mormon.
I see that he
have
has
you
to
ever
be.
Watched
based on your other Google?
Maybe why he got there to begin with.
Uh-huh. I use Ron Brown as my Google.
Well, that's a reliable source.
We know he played at Kentucky, Ron.
Well, I knew that yesterday, and Ron.
In all seriousness, though, it did say here that he was Mormon.
Right.
So it said it had to be a tough decision for him to leave. But going back to his alma mater was the only reason.
Of course.
I think Ryan's turned Mormon. That's why he's so upset with me
that's
right
true.
Now.
That's true. I heard that.
I know he's not Baptist anymore based on some commercials he did.
Hey!
Bubba in a shocker. Apparently, we're now getting... Who would have ever thought that me taking something as precious as a hamburger... And taking it and trying to turn it into something vegan would have led to bad results. Look, leave the hamburger alone. If you want to be a vegan, just don't have a hamburger.
That's right.
If you got a problem with meat, just eat something else. There's other things to eat.
They stick them old gross mushrooms. You know, use that for meat?
Yeah, man.
That's good.
But how about this? We got a bad report on it.
Well, vegan meat. You know, everybody's going to start pushing that. That's the big thing. We got to have that. What was the one Burger King had? It was called something, the burger.
Impossible Burger. Yeah, it was impossible, all right.
Because the marketing team said, let's don't call it the crappy burger.
Yeah.
Now that these meats are out on the market, and being sold, we're now getting more information about it, testing, more feedback.
Good.
Study shows that people who eat plant-based meats had higher blood sugar.
Mm.
This could be a sign that they're more likely to develop heart disease. They also are saying animal proteins are critical for healthy aging, according to a major study.
Of course
study.
They are, which explains why I look so young.
Plant and meat shouldn't be in the same sentence.
Mm-mm. They should not.
Plant-based.
The study, which was published in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, I know many of you subscribe to that, like
myself,
found that people who ate a diet high in fake meats beyond burgers and impossible burgers, see that we were right both times, for 8 weeks had higher blood sugars than those who were eating real
meat.
It gives
you the sugar. Well,
he's got the sugar.
Bubba,
you mean to tell me
that
we have taken a plant, we've tampered with it, we've tried to push it as meat, and now your body is not liking it?
I don't blame the plant because the plant, to what Greg said a minute ago, the plant kept saying to everyone, I'm a plant.
Yeah.
Don't try to turn me into a meat.
Don't pair me up with meat.
Why couldn't you have a salad and then have meat afterwards?
Thank you.
You know, cover it both.
Or don't eat the meat if you don't want it.
Yeah.
This is the thing that we were saying on the show. And, Bubba, I'm afraid this is another profit star. The hall of profit stars is growing full. We said on the air, if you want to try to avoid certain foods, then just don't eat them.
Right.
Don't turn your preferred foods into a version of that food. It always will go bad.
Yeah.
And we said that over and over and over in this microphone. And when the vegan burgers hit the market, we said, look, stand by. If you think burgers are unhealthy, then don't eat one.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to eat meat, then don't. Don't try to turn plants into meat.
The global revenue stream for plant-based meat was roughly $10 billion in 2023, more than double the $4.6 billion it was just back in 2018, according to the statistics provided in this story.
Mm-hmm.
In 2022, Beyond Meat, which sells plant-based sausages and burger patties, brought in $418 million, and Impossible Foods brought in $460 million. The problem? These highly processed products are incredibly high in saturated fats and salt.
Highly processed. Salt. Hang on to highly processed.
That, they're putting them in the same category as like Spam.
Thank you.
It's right there.
And other things.
I can hear you. It's right
well,
there.
I mean, do you think the nutritionists have been fired up about Spam ever? Do you think?
No, they no, haven't. If you're looking for health, no,
many of us have been, but canned not a meats. Nutritionist.
As a matter of fact,
but they are putting these plants in the same category as that.
As a matter of fact, one day, just for fun, when I was getting the plan of how I was going to try to do a little better from the nutrition folks, mm-hmm. just for fun, I said, I noticed on the food journals here in the categories you don't have Spam. And to see their face, to your point, Bubba,
yeah.
did you just utter Spam?
Yeah. Give me Spam.
Maybe Spam in moderation? And they were like, yes, extremely moderate. And I said,
what do the ingredients say on the
back? I said, what if I grill the Spam? That didn't go over.
Silence.
No. So, but this
makes
this,
it better,
this is bad. You know what happens here a lot of times, Bubba? It kind of goes into the world of diet drinks. So what we can't do as human beings, Rick Burgess included, we struggle with moderation. It's always been a struggle since the fall. So somebody says, you like soft drinks? Yeah. You don't like all the calories? How about a diet drink? Sounds great. I guess I'll drink double soft drinks because I have lower calories now. Well, if you just maybe drank a few of them, you wouldn't. Now we realize that the diet drinks, if they're overused, they actually are detrimental. Then we went to, hey, natural sugar is bad. Let's go with corn syrup. Well, then people said, oh, the corn syrup as a sweetener, that was a bad idea. We've been better off just to stay with real sugar. I mean, it just continues. We can't just... We can't figure out this very obvious thing, and of course, I'm an offender as well, of really, if you just kind of, like, so you know what people said, so a vegan burger, well, I'll eat five of those. It's a vegan burger. You know, and if you just had a beef burger, you'd just eat one.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, nah, eating five burgers of processed patties is probably not good.
Would you say this when it comes to any kind of food, the closer we can get back to the way God made it, we're probably safer.
Correct.
Now, to mass
what a concept.
To mass produce stuff, to have it on demand, ready to go, we've had to process it to various levels.
Mm-hmm.
It appears the more you process, the worse it is for you.
Correct.
Is this ABC basic?
It is. If you look back, and they said it started in the 70s when we were needing cheap food you could fix quickly. Once we made that turn to all these processed foods, our health in this country has plummeted ever since. And the soft drink world, when they switched from real sugar to corn syrup, they became even more unhealthy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. So it's not all that complicated. We've said this before. There's a lot of things in life that I perfectly understand. I just won't do.
Sure,
it's not that I don't understand it.
Might hassle me.
And then when I do it, I actually get a positive result. But I knew that I just wasn't willing to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said, so you're doing a little better. What are you doing? I said, exercises and eating healthy. Who knew?
All these years. Who hid that from me?
Man, I never heard that.
So
before.
if we
eat less and move a little bit.
If we follow that line of thinking to go back to the way, the closest way it's naturally occurring, meat would be much closer to something the way God made it than it would to take plants and try to make it into meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, when Noah got off the ark, the whole thing with animals changed, and we were given a green light to eat them, that they would now be for our consumption. Just drain the blood out of it. That's what we were told. And now, because people always go, well, I think back at the garden, when we out of the garden, we'd have been kicked out of the garden.
Yeah.
We started Noah getting off the ark. That's where we've been eating meat ever since. Will we not eat meat again one day? I don't know. I just know that what God provides us will be delicious, and I won't be complaining. But manna sound pretty good. Yeah. And when God decided, when they got tired of eating manna, he threw quail down there for them. Jesus was cooking fish for the disciples. I mean, come on. I mean, any of y'all that try to take us down that road on meat, I mean, just come on.
Rick, the first animal was killed for clothing.
Yes, it was.
By God himself.
Also showing the ranking.
Yep.
Stone. Bubba, we do have one that is an update from what we've already brought you. It is not pretty. Not pretty.
It's a Rick and Bubba news update.
Oh, sad, sad, sad. Winona Judd's daughter, Grace Kelly, 27, has now, we know the charges with the incident on an Alabama highway. She now will be charged for soliciting on behalf of the oldest industry in the world. She was holding a sign up. She was holding a sign up. It was a marketing ploy that the police say is evidence of what her intentions were. She was she did not have her areas covered top or bottom. I'll leave it at that. I don't even want to say what the sign said.
Yeah, no, well, there's no need. She basically was soliciting, Rick. I think that's just that's leave saying it enough. But the sign was very clear, and it was very obvious what the deal was.
But it wasn't drawing much of a crowd.
Greg?
No takers.
Nah, no takers.
Well, you know,
right by the on the interstate.
Yeah, the you know.
Well, you have to kind of wonder if you see that on the interstate.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Right.
Wasn't getting the response she was.
Well, the fact that she
unsuccessful.
The fact that she also is charged with indecent exposure. It's not like you saw the sign and didn't think she was serious,
right?
I mean, because you did look and go, well, I tell you one thing. This
I'm asking.
She it's an awful thing. It's terrible. Yeah, it is. And
did we ever find out why she was in our part of the world?
I know. It's something about Elmore County.
I don't know. It was. It doesn't say. She's in jail on a $2,000 bond, so maybe.
Now, she'd been in and out of prison in Tennessee several times on drug charges, right?
Correct.
So, yeah.
Correct.
Sad situation. Sad
maybe trying to get out of Tennessee. And that must have been as far as she could get with the last person who gave her a ride.
Well, could be. Maybe she wanted to go to Bass Pro Shop. It's right there.
Do they still use the black and white stripes there, I guess?
Evidently.
Apparently. I mean, they are going old school with
that. Yeah, what are you going to do next? Put a ball and chain on them?
Well, in Alabama, prisons were old school.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Okay. Hey, they'll put some of them in
What
pink
do you think
instead.
They should be wearing now?
I just thought everybody moved to the orange jumpsuit.
Oh. Yeah.
But they're still
I like
still
the throwback. That is old school.
I like the throwback.
I think you get orange if you're picking up trash.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, I don't know whether she's been arrested or she's going to be a background dancer in Jailhouse Rock video.
Yes.
So there we go. Tiger Woods.
Speaking of which, on the TV up there.
Yeah, Tiger Woods, an endurance test. The aging and injured Tiger Woods trying to play the Masters, trying to make the cut.
Yep.
They had to cut it short yesterday at only 13 holes, right?
Just his group.
Weather.
Him and some others.
Yeah. Or I guess it got too dark.
So he's got to play 23 holes to catch up?
Yeah, he's wrapping up.
God doesn't want him to win.
So that'll be a little strain today, having to play extra holes on the same day with someone who is struggling physically, or has been.
Yeah.
Long day.
Physically, he looks really good, but you can tell every now and then that limp comes in.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
48. Okay. He's 2 years older than me, I think.
Okay.
Or 2 years younger than me. Mm-hmm. What is he? I'm
sorry.
And I need to tell these folks from Jonesboro, I'm not staring at y'all. I'm watching the TV's Masters. Up over your I thought head, about yeah, that a minute ago because I keep.
He's a little
that.
Weird.
Yeah. No, they asked you a minute ago. They said, I didn't know Hamsey was such a Kentucky basketball fan.
Yeah, now, why is he wearing? They don't know what them glasses were all about.
One of my favorite golfers was actually leading yesterday, DeChambeau.
So. He's still leading.
Is he today?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. Where's Randolph Juneau?
Greg? Is Tiger gonna make the cut?
He is 48, by the way. I mean, he's on a good track right
now.
He
had a bad look on his face just then.
He did. It's gonna be a long, long day.
Mm-hmm. He had a bad look.
I think that's just because he's having to walk.
I think he's even. Going to have a lot more. Started today at minus one. I think.
Can't he get an exemption and get a car?
Not on the
PGA. So
they had to give that up.
One guy got to make the cut.
Yeah, whatever happened to him?
If I got the big Japanese fellow's name right.
Casey was his name.
Shohei Ohtani.
Very good. Yeah. Rick.
Why are you jumping into that? This is a master's
Well,
discussion.
We're moving on. Hey. Moving on.
He's also give golf playing in 3 minutes.
No, I included in the story. I was concerned about Tiger's endurance.
Bubba
what
just told us
me?
He's fired up about DeChambeau.
He likes DeChambeau. I love all that.
Ran all over him with Ohtani.
Just trying to get them all in. Shohei.
Rear-ended by Ohtani.
Ohtani got an hour to have. Well, yeah, I just, just keep it moving. Shohei Ohtani. Right, that's the big Japanese fella.
Yeah.
He hits and pitches.
I don't think he goes by the big Japanese fella.
He's a big Japanese pitches. Fella.
He is a big.
If
guy.
Somebody said, have you seen that guy that plays for? Where is he at now?
Dodgers.
L.A. Have you seen Dodgers. That guy plays for L.A. now? He used to play with the Angels, and I would say, who are you talking about? He's big Japanese fella. Oh yeah, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, pitcher in him.
I would go right in.
Yeah. He's very unique in a lot of ways.
I'm gonna say a lot.
Yeah,
the interpreter for him, apparently, Bubba, I was shocked. You were talking about earlier the money.
He's being accused now of stealing over $16 million. You know, when this story started, it was $2 or $3 million, and it turned into $4 million, now it's $16 million. And Speedy was telling me that how he pulled this off was just to call the bank and act like he was, Ohtani.
Yeah.
So how do you – the fact he has an interpreter means he probably doesn't communicate well.
He does. The interpreter has to talk in Japanese.
Should you be moving that kind of money around with a guy on the phone just because he's got an accent?
Well, I'm sure. I don't know.
That's
but
a
I'm
great
sure
point.
I mean, this sounds a little strange.
He got off the phone sideways over here and spoke Japanese and said, okay, he's saying and then he
that'd
interpreted
be a good one.
What he was
oh,
saying.
Oh, he was acting like Ohtani was over here and then he would come back.
That's in my mind. That's what I got.
Well, that's what I would do.
But in the story, it broke it down. It talked about how he did it, the average bet, which I think we talked about. What was it? $12,800
was
the average bet between December of 2021 and January of 2024.
I think it was 19,000 bets he made in 3 year span.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of betting.
So a guy can just call on the phone and move money around?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did he not have to show up and give some kind of.
I don't know.
Probably
like
not.
I said, just
not
because he had Japanese,
take a sip.
Spoken Japanese.
At least he ain't got a sign in prep.
Did you see?
That's his next step.
Did you see that Travis Kelce, better known as Taylor Swift's boyfriend, finally graduates college?
Yeah.
How about I'm done with the Kelce stories?
Yeah, right.
I'm done. Every day is him or his brother.
Apparently, Greg, no surprise here. His response, he killed a beer and screamed, "You got to fight for your rock star." That's not even an exaggeration. They came out and told him at the end of their podcast,
that's not
I guess.
True.
No, that he had achieved everything. And
he slammed
there it is. Look,
Greg, I told you.
There it is.
Rick. I told you.
Okay, I like him again.
Rick. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Couple of deals. You and I were kind of trying to figure out, Bubba and the guys too, what this picture that everybody was having fun with that apparently shows a high-ranking officer in the Navy holding a gun the wrong way.
Several things wrong
with
it.
And some promotional picture. And what is this? And was it doctored? Is it AI created?
Rick, I just can't believe that the armed forces let that get out. I just, in my mind, I just can't accept that. But I don't know. I don't know what the deal is on the story. And we've pointed out some oddness to this.
Yeah, the scope appears to be backward.
Yes.
It
looks like the eyepiece is on the front of it now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. He has shades on.
The handle is too close. It should be further extended.
His elbow's way out.
Yeah, the butt of the gun's up out of
stock,
his
yeah,
a little high. And it was on there like in social media, like U.S. Navy.
U.S. Navy posted this. Why is there someone holding his shoulder?
Yeah.
Well, they don't want him to fall.
Well, then don't shoot the weapon if you're going to fall over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just several things.
Why are we offended?
We have another picture today, apparently.
Because it makes it
that's our military.
It makes our military.
Yeah, like, we're not paying that much attention.
That's who's in charge.
Greg, people have been ripping it online everywhere.
Well, matter of fact, something else
let me tell you who's really had some fun with it. Army guys.
Not shooting hay bale down at the farm.
Right.
That's the military.
So anyway.
So the Marines have put out their version of a picture.
They just did a similar picture, but with it actually done right.
Yeah.
Okay.
The few
well,
of the
they showed them.
Yeah.
Well,
I feel safer.
Yes.
What did the Navy ever come out and go, all right, that's here's what happened.
Was this a PR guy and he didn't know what he was doing or what?
I don't
understand
about
how it could have happened.
Right. I mean, we talked about Prince's, what's her name's picture being doctored for 2 months. Like, we were obsessed with doctored pictures, I guess.
Did you know that, seriously, they said they finally found out what they think the deal was? This is not really an officer in the Navy. It's actually Michael Dukakis.
All right. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, he showing a little good age here. Showing a little age here, but that was a good joke. That was my age.
The Navy did delete the post, by the way.
I bet.
That picture lost Dukakis the election.
It really did. Mm-hmm. All right, so now we go to a gun control advocate, David Hogg. You're gonna love this. So he has a Chinese immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy.
And you know, Hogg's out there talking about take away all of our guns and guns this. And
was Hogg the guy that, the student from the school?
He was in the shooting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was in one of them.
Yeah.
And it's become a big gun control advocate.
Sorry, he went through that, but that does not mean that you still got to understand why we have the Second Amendment. If you can't understand it, a Chinese immigrant will help you.
Mm-hmm.
So here's open mic, and let's listen to this for ourselves.
Hi, my name is Lily Tang Williams. Welcome to my live free or die state. Actually, I am a Chinese immigrant who survived communism.
Mm-hmm.
And under Mao, you know, 40 million people were starving to death after he sold the communism to them. And 20 million people died, murdered during his Cultural Revolution. So my question to you, David, is that can you guarantee me a gun owner tonight? Our government in the U.S., in D.C., will never, never become a tyrannical government. Can you guarantee that to me?
There's no way I can ever guarantee that any government will not be tyrannical.
Well, then the debate on gun control is over because I will never give up my guns. Never, never. And you should go to China to see how gun control works for dictatorship of CCP.
Boom.
Wow. Did you see that one guy was so uncomfortable when she was getting elevated, he started moving the mic away from her?
Yeah. So let's just say that Mr. Hogg gets all the rules and controls and everything that he wants for gun control. Let's say they're put into place. Would it have stopped the school shooting he was involved in? Absolutely not. It would have made no difference.
They never address that.
Because if you're going to be someone that would shoot a school up, you're not going to follow the laws to begin with.
And rarely do they.
And we've had time and time again these instances where the schools were not armed properly. They were soft targets. They were easy targets. And then we've had cases, and we had one in Mississippi not very far from where we are, where a teacher had a gun, went and got it, and stopped the crime before it happened.
Yep.
So, you know, we have to live in a grown-up world. It's not pleasant. It's not good to think about. It's when we have these kind of freedoms that we have in our country, people can certainly misuse them. But taking away the guns from the law-abiding citizen is not the answer.
All that does is make us pray for those that do not abide by the law.
And the forefathers knew that. They knew that, you know, their concern was an army coming marching in again, and they knew that if the citizens were armed, we could defend ourselves better, not only against them, but defend our families and our property.
Yep. Well, let's go back to the mob summer. Remember the summer of the mob?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, this one was kind of glossed over, not here, because we covered it. Does everyone remember when the cities were burning and people were being beat up, being punched, being looted, shot, whatever the case may be, stabbed? Do you remember the rural sheriff that says, don't bring this to suburbia because we're armed? Did you know they didn't go? Suburbia never had any trouble with this. You know why? Because these thugs knew that if you run off into where country folks live or off into the suburbs, they have guns that they legally own, and they will shoot you first.
So they will defend themselves.
They're predators, and so they go to soft targets. And what Hogg wants us to be, to Bubba's point, he wants us all to be soft targets. No. I wish that we didn't need to arm ourselves. I wish we lived in that kind of world, but we don't. And some of you say, well, I mean, we can never overthrow the government. It's not just about that. That was part of it. I know that makes people uncomfortable. But it's also about what we just talked about, defending yourself against horrible people that we live among. It gives you a shot, pun intended. Mm-hmm. It gives you a chance.
I see what you did.
And I wish it wasn't that way. But criminals and predators and mobs like soft targets. They don't like thinking to themselves,
I could get shot messing with these people.
No, they want the easy target.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, like I say, you may still get me, but I'm going to have a chance.
Yeah. Again, if you pass everything he's wanting, he's advocating, it still doesn't stop these crimes.
Nope.
So,
and
to me, that makes
sense. We had a story, and I had it, and we almost did it. Y'all may have done it at the kickoff hour. It was this week that Tennessee, speaking of Tennessee, has just allowed teachers to carry.
Yeah, I mean, that was approved like this week.
Yeah, this week. Yeah. So, and
did it go all the way through? Has it been signed and everything? I knew it passed the House.
I can't remember the details of the story, but
up to K-12, right?
Yeah, up to K-12. And so, you know what? If I decide to be Mr., you know, shoot the school up, I may have a teacher that guns me down. You know, out there by the school monument, and I may not get very far with that, but it's better than you know, hide behind the desk.
Yeah. Chelsea, so, Biden's trying to push some legislation for closing the quote unquote gun show loophole and increasing background checks, but there isn't a gun show loophole. You have to do background checks even at these gun shows. It's really going to limit. If you are selling a firearm to even like a person, just you a person, or selling it to another person. So.
Well, think about, you know, what we just talked about, and the Chinese immigrant. Every single evil dictatorship that the world has ever known, they always take the weapons from the citizens.
Yeah,
every time.
Yeah, I used to have a chart of all of them. What Mao had done, right, what Hitler had done, what they did in Russia.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls are next. 866-WE-BE-BIG. We've kicked around a lot of topics that you can certainly chime in on. All 10 lines are available. We'll chat with you. Go ahead and get lined up, and we'll come back. 866-WE-BE-BIG when the Rick and Bubba Show continues right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So, Bubba, let's get started. I'll run the list, and let's bring them to the wheel. Alan Reed is up first. Alan will be spinning the wonderful wheel of meat. Now, we know that he cannot spin until we say our phrase. So, everybody together for Alan, say,
wow, what a wheel!
Let it rip, Alan. You're ready. Go!
And give us a big suey pig.
Suey! All right, so here we go. Let's see if Alan can spin a win. Oh, look here. Oh, it really, really, yeah!
Moultrie, view it!
How about this, Alan? You've got yourself Moultrie Mobile.
That's a good one.
The mobile edge cellular camera. Moultrie will send that to you. How about a go for Alan?
Go!
Everybody,
go!
We spin a Moultrie right out of the gate. Up next, Dana Reed. What do we say for Dana?
Wow, what a wheel!
Let it rip, Dana. Let it rip, Dana. Let's see here if we can get a win for Dana. Dana's got the wheel.
Dana, maybe she can help Hounds with his glasses.
Maybe so.
Henry!
Henry!
Henry
the horse. Henry the horse.
Not good for Dana, but good for us.
Good for us, yeah.
There he comes.
Henry, what's up, Betty?
You tired?
What's up, guys?
You tired, Henry?
You know, I got to say, with the passing of O.J. Simpson, I strangely relate to O.J. Simpson.
Now, how's that? Wow.
I, too, was riding the back of a Bronco when the cops showed up.
Well, Rick, you going to give Rock City a little airtime here on the radio?
Whoa, really? Oh, wow. Okay, we got about 45 seconds. Okay. Rock and Roll City is going to be playing, of course, in the break for the Tubers, but right now, like Bubba said, for the rest of the audience.
Count us off, Greg. Here we go, brother.
Naked Gun movies. OJ was a very famous guy, but OJ was also a murderer.
Now, wait, what happened? Why did this is so strong?
Israel was talking about that they killed in a strike three sons of one of the major players with Hamas. This happened in the last couple of days. And you said that Iran has – they're starting to rattle the saber a little bit.
Well, they said they would respond within 48 hours, and Israel has said, we're ready. So we'll
yeah,
see how it goes.
Yeah, that's true. I think probably since this is always interesting to me when you have these enemies of whatever. You know, when someone declares they're your enemy and they declare they want to wipe you off the face of the earth, was this comment here necessary? So we kill the three sons of a major player that y'all support. Yeah, I guess that probably would upset you. We thought about that and we killed them. But your response, you've been saying you want to wipe us off the face of the planet all the time. Why would this be a new statement from you?
It's the same old stuff we've heard right. Since the 70s.
Israel is ready to respond all the time because they always need to be ready to respond.
They've had to survive.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. And I know what they do because Israel is so matter-of-fact about this. They'll always throw in an America too.
Yeah.
Because they know that we're more likely to cower and fall all over ourselves and all that. So so Helmsy, back to the glasses. Huh. It's become, Bubba and I always know, we try to listen to the kickoff hour, but sometimes we may miss some of it, sometimes just because we hadn't gotten on the road yet. But we can always tell sometimes there's kickoff hour themes that keep running through the day that Bubba and I aren't in on. So apparently something's happened with you and a pair of glasses.
So yesterday there was a reality that was brought forth to me that was quite discouraging. I went home yesterday kind of down a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's something I knew was happening, but I wasn't ready to say, okay, I'm good with that.
Did you eat one of those vegan burgers? What happened?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I know as we age, things change. Father Time's undefeated, that.
Sure.
And I have not had the reading glasses thing. Everybody says you turn 40 and you're going to wake up one morning, you're going to grab a book, a newspaper, your phone, and you're going to be able to read it.
Right.
That's not the case with me. And that's happened to my wife, Amanda. She has reading glasses laying everywhere, and from time to time, I'll pick those up, and I'll go, hey, wow, still, that makes me have a headache. I'm not there yet. And so I felt good about that. But when I was, I guess it was 20 years ago, I had LASIK surgery and to correct the long-distance vision, and it's been awesome. It's been solid. Yeah. Like
Mine was, for a while.
I've taken pride in that. Like, yeah. I've been like, hey, you know what? I can still eagle eye here, okay? Mm-hmm. And
I remember those days.
Probably about 2 or 3 months ago, I started noticing that it was getting away from me a little bit. And I didn't really want to acknowledge it. And so when it really hit home was about a month ago. I was at a Jacksonville State baseball game. When I'm on the tennis court with the team and doing my thing, everything's relatively close. So I can still see really good and not having trouble driving or any of that. But when I was at the Jacksonville State baseball game a month ago, I realized you can't read the scoreboard.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Like, you can't read that. You can see the score, but you're having trouble making out the roster names up there.
Oh, sure.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going on.
And so then, thinking back, after what happened yesterday, I've missed, like, turns. That was Jackson Street. I was supposed to turn there.
Hard seam street signs, isn't it?
Yeah.
A little blurry.
Yesterday, I'm walking around. We'd finished practice, and I'm kind of walking around picking up some things. We'd had some storms the last few days. We had a windscreen get loose, a zip ties are everywhere, and there's a couple cups. And I'm picking up things, kind of getting everything like I like it. Take pride in my facility. And I look down. There's a pair of glasses. And I think, well, these are readers. So I put them on, and I'm like, holy crap, I can see.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
These are not readers.
Oh, yeah.
These are prescription. And then it hit me.
These are women's.
Then it hit me. Wow, you really have lost your sight.
Get your look. So you need straight up glasses.
Straight up. Yeah. I
just keep
straight
those.
Up glasses.
Those
and
don't
so,
look bad on you.
So, for instance.
Yeah, no, they don't look bad at all.
Everybody's telling you how good it looks.
For instance, like right now, I can't read that bottom leaderboard on the TV there.
Right.
But I put these babies on. It shines like new money. I can see every word. Just as plain as day.
I got bad news. I think I got pretty good distant eyesight, and I can't read it either.
Uh-oh.
Well, but I mean, I'm just saying these make me read it. Like, right. I mean, yeah. And I could see today. Like,
they look good.
Right now, he's gonna have to return them to one of the women on the Golden Bachelor. Yeah.
On the way home, baseball team was actually playing, and I put them on.
Please stop
wearing. Kind of looked out the way, and I was like, "Oh my gosh!" I read everything on the scoreboard.
Whose glasses are these?
I don't know. There is a name, and I don't want to.
Well, you can't read it without them on.
Rick, it's the manufacturer, and he thinks it's the name.
It's not. It's not the main. It may be.
I don't know too many people put their name.
Somebody named Oakley was wearing.
I think it is.
Who's Ray-Ban?
I think some people do get their name put on their glasses.
Really?
Yeah, I think that is.
You want me to look at it and see if it
is? So, well, I don't want to read the name out, but I looked this person up on Instagram, and I think I have their glasses.
What if they're watching right now and they look and there's their glasses?
Is it a chick?
Yes, it is.
Rick, of course.
Yes, it is.
Well,
it is a woman.
Look at them. They're that turtle thing.
I know.
And so, but like the name brand and models here and here, and then there's a specific name that I thought, well, that's like that's a woman's name.
We have an optometrist here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
should he just be putting on other people's glasses? I don't think that's good.
Think how much that person.
I will say this: I can see better.
Of course,
with them
took them,
and you looked.
I wasn't going to leave them. They were laying on the concrete. I was not going to leave them there.
Took them.
So
somebody at Jack State right now is going.
Hey, they're tearing their car up.
Hey,
their house
buttholes.
Up.
Yeah. Buttholes. Yeah. I've reached out to them. Okay, I found them on Instagram, and I've reached out to them. I'm waiting on a friend request so I can say I think I've got your glasses.
How are they going to stay cocky?
Right. I left them hanging on the fence. No, I'm sorry. I took them.
Drove home with them on.
It
was like a whole new world.
Well, two things have happened. Okay, two things are happening. I had the same thing. I was nearsighted when I was like in junior high. Mm. And when LASIK became available, I had the LASIK surgery. Could see fine for about 20 years.
Yeah.
Just what you're talking
about.
And when you know that you're aging, two things. When you can't see because of the aging of the eye, not something people can fix. And two, you're wearing women's glasses and not care.
Yeah.
So you're thrilled
you can see.
Right. Bubba and I have a mutual friend, Roderick White. His wife is eye doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already reached out and said, I need an appointment when we get back from Miami. I'm going to go, unlike Greg, I'm going to get some glasses. Because I won't be able, like, this is all new for me. Like, I did not realize I'm missing out on so much.
It was worse for me. It looks like I'm looking through jelly.
Do you normally go around picking up stuff and putting it on?
So you're going to Miami. So but same thing happened to me. And I know, and you're going to, now our guest in the audience is going to say, you're right. So I was in there getting an eye exam when I was just doing reading glasses. And some of your colleagues, this is really great what y'all do. And it just happened to you. He said, you can see good enough to function, but would you like to see how you could see?
Yes. Mm.
If I gave you some prescription glasses. And, of course, once you see that and you realize how much you're missing, they've got you at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Then you start picking out glasses.
I'll tell you what it stood out, Greg, because you and I travel this same road. On 77 yesterday, I was seeing things that I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, I'm fantastic. Glad you didn't go past Winona's dog.
Saw so much.
Hey. You took your glasses off for that.
Hey, it's you got one more segment.
That's pretty good. That's so good.
You be wanting
well, I've never noticed
Greg,
that.
Greg, they didn't take those glasses.
Get them off. Get them off.
Wow. Wow. I can read that sign.
I'm going to give them back if they want them back. And I'm going to get me some new ones.
No, you need to do that style.
We'll be back. Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Can't wait. Update in the break.
Oh, hell.
Let me get my glasses on, Rick.
So, are we an optometrist or an ophthalmologist? Okay.
I got you.
Ops manager for optometrists. So
you've been around a lot of eye work.
Helmsy, after his...
And this is looking good.
Yeah, after his his touching story.
When Helm said that the girl's name was in the glasses, that just everybody raised an eyebrow on that.
Well, God love him. He's trying to be...
Never seen that.
He's trying to do the right thing, guys.
That's it.
So he rolls over to...
Your heart's in the right place.
Mm-hmm. To the ops...
Thank you, buddy.
Manager for an optometrist, and she takes a look. She says, that's not someone's name.
No,
that is not someone. What did she tell you?
She said it's the color.
So read it off. What is it?
It's the color of the glasses, and here's what makes this even worse.
this is
I found somebody on Instagram.
With that name?
With this name.
The name of the
color.
I
sent them a message this morning. Greg, this is who I sent a message to. Take a look.
Oh, my goodness. It's like a girl just cut her hair.
And I...
Who suffers, Bubba, when someone has rude you
know the one's yeah. closest?
Oh, yes, it yeah. does.
You were scared of her.
Yeah, I sent her a message and said, "Hey, I believe I have your glasses. They were left.
Hey, her boyfriend. Her boyfriend's going to see that and like break up with.
And
who you been cheating with?
You think so, her and Kipps broke up? Off Napoleon Dynamite,
Greg. You don't have to say everything comes to your mind.
Well, you're rude to Rich, you do, don't you? Yeah.
I don't even know how to pronounce.
Apparently, he has to pick up his medicine wherever you're taking it. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a ride. Leave it alone.
Okay. I'm
yeah.
good.
It's okay.
So anyway.
Get a little stuff out.
So yeah, so this is that. The. I thought that was the.
You know the good
the
news.
Person's name, and it's the color of the glasses.
So there's a person you're stalking now.
But there's a person on Instagram that has this exact name. Don't think it's one letter off. It's exact to a T. He showed it to Greg.
And are you telling them, I have your glasses?
And I sent a message to them early this morning.
How do you say this word? How do you say it?
I don't know how you say the last name.
Do you know how to say it?
No.
Okay. The first name is Shy. S-H-Y. All right. And then...
good gracious.
He sent a message.
D'Amber, maybe? D'Amber?
Mm-hmm.
D'Amber
Shy. That's
D'Amber Shy. Did you happen to notice where they live at? Or,
no, but it came up pretty quick, and I thought, well, she's probably following a bunch of the same people around Jacksonville that I'm following. Hey, it came up so quick.
Hey, good news.
But no,
you get to keep them.
Now, here's what's even better. Here's what's even better is if this will now develop a life of its own, like y'all talked about.
Yeah.
You know, her boyfriend goes, why does this guy ask you about your
glasses?
Here's what I did.
Where'd you leave your glasses?
Yeah, what were you doing at the tennis court?
Here's what I did.
That's true.
I actually sent the message from
LaVonda,
the women's tennis account.
So oh, that's even better.
So it would try to make her think, you know, if she's looking for her glasses, oh, they found my glasses.
She never thought some guy would be wearing them.
You're right.
No. What's this dude? Is he transitioning?
So let me say this now. Anyone that is at Jacksonville State or have been on the tennis courts last week and left your glasses, I have them.
You took them.
And if they're what color?
Shy D'Amber.
With a tortoise shell look.
Were they in an area that looks like they just dropped them, like they had them in their bag or something?
That's possible.
Or they just look like they might have set them down.
So there was a bench sitting there where you would sit down.
Oh, okay.
But the fence in between. And so it probably came out of a bag or something.
Went
and
back
then,
to look for them, probably.
But it was on the other side of the fence.
Can't see.
Laying next to a cup, Powerade cup.
Okay.
So.
You didn't use the cup.
At what point do you think they got home and then, oh, I forgot my glasses. I'm going to go back, and they were gone.
I wish he would have wore the glasses while drinking out of the cup.
There has not been anybody out there the last 2 days because of the storms other than us.
Well, so if you were out there, somebody's been out there. You dropped your glasses. You were slightly dehydrated.
When Dana
you
told
were pushing water.
When Dana said that it was the color, that's our golden ticket.
Yeah, sale. I was pretty embarrassed.
If I could have had a picture of your face when you realized
that. That was a bad moment for me.
I mean, he's been
I was
when you when you said somebody. Her name was in there, she was shaking her head no.
And I was hoping she'd go, oh, man. Yeah, we do that all the time. That's what I was
the closest you clearly. Got is when
so
people...
I was hoping she'd say, that's a weird name, but that's, you know, that's that's a common thing.
Mr. Burgess, you'd like for us to customize your glasses before you leave? I've never been asked that.
Never.
I'm going to start it. Trend. I'm going to customize mine when I get them.
No, that's good. Yeah. All right. Night. So Bubba also has, there's been a survey of some kind?
Well, this is a study. Rick, I thought it would be best to leave it toward the end of the show when there was very little time left to talk about
that,
it.
Sir.
Countries with the curviest women. This is based on average hip size.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
This is what?
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
So you clicked on that article,
You would be, I mean, I'm kind of shocked somebody spent time studying this.
And what's the end result? What are we trying to achieve here?
I'll tell you what, Greg. If you're someone out there,
hips don't lie,
and you're looking for Mrs. Wright, and you prefer a curvy woman,
this
helps you.
What country?
This tells you what country.
Where do you think the number one place is?
Walmart.
No, it's a country.
Country, buddy.
Country.
Spain.
Nope.
I will say something in Brazil.
Strangely, Brazil is not on the list. Believe it or not, South Africa. South Africa, 41.73 inches average hip size. 41.73.
My goodness.
And Argentina, close, Rick, coming in second, 41 inches. Then Sweden, 40.9. I didn't really ever picture Sweden. I guess they're wearing so many clothes over there, you can't tell.
I don't know. Yeah, they seem to be more tall and lean.
I don't think that's how Swedish people talk.
Here he goes, trying to do an accent.
The man of a thousand faces is attempting a Swedish accent.
No, I just threw it in there. Yeah, that's what came to mind.
Coming in at number four, Greece. Five, Germany. The United States does not show up till number six.
I do like my
with
help.
An average size of 40.2 inches.
Whoa.
And, you know, you might think France would be higher. They came in at number 12.
Place there.
After the U.S., you had Russia, Italy, Australia at 9, Netherlands 10, Canada 11, France number 12.
Don't say it, Rick. I can see what you're
doing. No, I'm not saying anything.
Let's just get to the break.
I have nothing to say. We're almost done. I think I look over and my count is empty.
We've had a good week.
Yeah, I'm way past.
Here he comes.
Here he goes.
This is measuring just one number.
I feel like it should be waist to hip and then do the ratio.
Well, you can take it up with the people that did the survey. I'm just reporting.
And then I would like those numbers, frankly. Okay.
What you're referring to there is the Commodore's song Brick House.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When he breaks it down, he does. He breaks down the measurement.
Because really, that's just a list of the fattest women.
You would think,
I don't think that's how they put it.
You would think with the U.S. and our advancements in plastic surgery and enhancements and a lot of the stars we see on TV, that they would score a little better. You know?
Did they say how many women pushed it over the top? Yeah. Did they say how many were in the survey?
No,
bubble?
I don't see that.
Mm. Yeah, that's important.
Mm. Yeah, like what they do.
You'd think the Kardashians would just
the Kardashians should tip the scale in the United States way on their own.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. I almost said you would think they would help our curve.
All right.
I see what you did. Right here to the end.
That's it.
Thanks for being with us. If you're leaving us now, have a great weekend. Don't forget Rick and Bubba University, the podcast this weekend. And Lord willing, we'll get back together on Monday.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thanks for listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba. To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM. Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba Show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.